This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
Let's talk today about the future of journalism. We've talked about this in the past. Many people have talked about it. Where is this profession headed? One example in Tulsa, Oklahoma, is an organization called This Land Press. It's investing more in investigative and long-form journalism. It's not a daily. It's on multiple platforms. And after less than 2 years, it's on the verge of making a profit. So perhaps this is one of the models for the future of journalism. I don't know if it's the only way we can go with journalism, but Lisa, it's certainly one example of what can be done and that perhaps people are willing to either advertise or in some other way support long-form investigative journalism.
I found this story in the Columbia Journalism Review about This Land really interesting for that reason. It's a kind of a ray of hope when you hear a lot about how it's been difficult for newspapers in particular to make any money online. And this land expects to turn a profit, as you said. And they're doing it by doing really high-quality, long-form narrative journalism about Oklahoma, about that place that serves their community, and it seems to be working. They're building building an audience, or at least attracting advertisers. And
it's not just Tulsa. They've sort of reached out to Oklahoma City now, too, and covered some of that territory.
Yeah, they're just – it's really creative. They have the print newspaper in Oklahoma City and Tulsa. I guess they have two editions. They have some – documentary filmmakers making videos that they're showing on a cable TV channel. They have a public radio program. They have some book projects in the works. And so they're just trying, they're just experimenting. I think their main moneymaker is still the print edition, but they're kind of morphing to the market is the way they explain it. And but it was all made possible because they had a venture capitalist from Tulsa back them for these initial 2 years. Mm.
You know, I think the thing that makes them probably more resilient than your average media outlet would be the fact that they're so diversified, you know, that they have all the different sort of formats covered, print and radio and television, and I'm sure they're doing stuff on the Internet as well. And that seems to be sort of like the rationale you use when you try and build an investment portfolio. You don't put all your eggs in one basket, you know. You kind of try and get a nice balanced portfolio, so to speak. So it's kind of the same idea applied to where our information is available, you know. So they have that in mind, and I think that's going to, you know, give them a slightly brighter future than an outfit or a shop that's strictly outlet in one medium. So, you know, if one goes under, there are the other three or four or five media that they have to fall back on. Plus, it helps to be well capitalized too. But you know, it sounds like a pretty promising a shop. So,
a lot of the advice I read for journalists who are not accustomed to using video, and that would be newspapers and radio people, is to even, you know, get something 30 seconds or 60 seconds, just some quick and dirty video. Mm-hmm. You can a quick interview. You can post to the website. This Land Press is going, as Lisa mentioned, a documentary-style video on the website. I'm not sure all news organizations have access to someone capable of doing a video documentary, much less reporters having time to do that sort of thing. I think the startup money that Lisa mentioned is one of the factors that's really helping make This Land Press possible.
Definitely. I don't think it would have been possible without it. But another interesting point to this article was they tried to make money from the online video, but they couldn't get enough advertising. So that's when they moved the video to, I think, the cable TV program to try to make money that way.
You know, that's interesting to me because we hear this next generation coming up doesn't really watch TV anymore. They watch everything on a computer or some sort of device. You would think at some point online reporting would be profitable, that there would be some way of getting advertisers to come over. It just amazes me that no one has been able to figure out a way to make online, purely online products profitable.
I know. It seems you need to have a hybrid of some kind. You need to have a mix that mixes print in there somehow still to make a profit.
Plus, I think another, you know, component that might make online a little bit more profitable would be a highly motivated sales team to get out there and increase the awareness of possible advertisers and underwriters, what's available, you know, what kind of an audience goes to information online and would be, shall we say, trainable to watch video online as opposed to expecting to see it on TV. Because I think it's just a matter of custom for a lot of older viewers. You know, folks are used to watching television on a TV set, but it can be pretty well watched on a computer just as easily. And I think a lot of people still have yet to make the transition. And it may be something as simple as the way the house is set up, you know. So, and other factors, of course. But I think, you know, if somebody were out there to promote the fact that huge audiences are going to get information online, then the advertisers would certainly follow. Yeah, and the financial support.
This article cites this Land Press as perhaps being the best for-profit local journalism startup in the country. We're talking about the future of journalism, what it might look like. While this is all nice that they're doing long-form pieces and spending some time on investigative pieces, it still does not replace, I think, what many communities need, which is someone keeping an eye on stuff that might seem more boring, going to school board meetings, going to city council meetings, covering the day-to-day grind and feeding that beast every day with news that may not be as interesting as an investigative piece, at least on the surface. But I think that's an important role for journalism, is to continue to keep tabs on local governments, don't you think?
The watchdog role is so important, and this article makes that point that it does not, this Land Press does not solve the problem of how to sustain daily journalism. It was intended to fill a niche that daily journalism in Tulsa was not filling, and so that leaves that, there's that question at the end of the article, is how do you sustain it?
And that silence right there tells us we don't have the answer. We could all make a lot of money if we had the answer. We could work as consultants. The founder and editor of this Land Press, Michael Mason, in this article, they quote something he had written earlier. He kind of, you know, takes a bit of a shot at the daily newspaper and some of the, I guess, boring-sounding headlines to him. And maybe some of these headlines could be a little better, but I still think the content of those articles, like I said, covering local governments day to day, that watchdog role, as you mentioned, Lisa, is so important. And you can't just spend all your time doing these wonderful investigative pieces that take, you know, 5 or 6 weeks or whatever to produce, longer than that, perhaps even. Somebody, like I said, needs to be keeping an eye on things.
Yeah, exactly. Someone needs to be going to the police station and the city council meetings and just doing that daily work. And maybe we just need to figure out how to make it more interesting. I don't know. But somebody, yeah, that if that role is lost and it's already being eroded because of declines in staffing, that's a big loss for a community.
Hey, we've run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.